In November of 2008, Minnesota voters approved the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment to preserve Minnesota's outdoors as well as its history and cultural heritage. The Minnesota Historical Society received $22 million of those funds to develop statewide educational and preservation programs in 2010 and 11. David Grabitsky is from the Minnesota Historical Society. He said that in addition to stimulating the economy and providing some jobs, the Legacy Amendment has a big impact statewide on our culture and history.
Most importantly, addresses a huge backlog of preservation and access projects. And I also think that one of the benefits is that, you know, sometimes we have to do things together that we can't do by ourselves. And I know Cook County and Grand Marais pretty well, and they've been able to accomplish many things. But with this Legacy Amendment, it's all Minnesotans working together to achieve results for the entire state.
Grabitsky said that all 87 Minnesota counties are benefiting from the 474 legacy grants already awarded, including Cook County.
And seven of those were in Cook County for a little less than $290,000. If you think about it, about a quarter of all the grant dollars awarded in the Arrowhead were awarded in Cook County, so it's done quite well in the historic Arrowhead region.
A preliminary report issued by the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Community Vitality finds that these grants have a big economic return. Grabitsky said for every $1 of legacy funds invested in history programs and projects, the state receives a return on investment of $1.95.
And they've also shown that 404 jobs were created as a result of the $22 million.
Grabitsky considers the legacy commitment the stewardship of a non-renewable resource, statewide and here in Cook County.
You know, once history is lost, it can never be regained. And that really drives home an important point about the work of history. Oftentimes, I think people think about historians as worrying about the past or trying to remember what it is that we forgot about the past. But history is really about preserving things now so that we have them in the future.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.